Kids, what are you doing? We can't let your mom see this stuff, champ. It'll spoil
the... We're leaving.
I wonder where everybody is. Oh, I have to say I'm surprised, Betty. Stu hasn't even said happy birthday.
Husbands. Well, we better burn rubber there, Deed. Our table's reserved for noon. You're gonna love this place. English decor, very classy. Plus, they give you a free double mocha java on your birthday, yeah?
No time to sit there dawdling with the sprouts. We gotta get this place ready.
Balloons!
They're having a party!
It is a party, you guys. For my mom.
But if it's for your mom, then how come they didn't bite her?
I think it's supposed to be a surprise.
You're gonna get her a present, Tommy?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, what do you think we should give Mommy for a present, Dill? Well, okay. But only if we don't find anything better.
Well, I'm pretty sure she'd like it, Tommy.
But it's just a rock.
Yeah. But it's got this nice green stuff on it, see?
And it got swirly-twirlies, too.
Mr. Juicy.
Doggy, doggy, doggy!
Look! Still finding a really good present! Hey, congratulations, dude!
That'll work!
Caps, plates, forks,
napkins, candles. We forget anything. A cake! We need a cake!
Yeah, you and everybody else, Toots. Take a number.
Yes, here at Bob's Bakery, efficiency is our number one priority. At Bob's, you can always be sure that your baked goods have been lovingly decorated in our fully automated factory, assuring that your donut, cookie, or cake will be exactly the same.
Now, this is ridiculous, Pop. I'm going to go up front and talk to somebody.
So are you going to wrap him up, Tommy? A good present always has lots of shiny paper around it.
Well, there's some paper. Help me get it, you guys.
So completely incomprehensible to laymen like yourselves is the secret of my unimaginable success. Sure, in the old days, I employed chefs, bakers, decorators, but...
Oh, no! My mom's present!
Oh, my gosh! It's a gigantic robot!
Yeah, and it's putting sugar on everything.
I'm hungry.
No time to eat, you guys! We got to find that froggy! Spread up!
Froggy, are you in here? No?
This is nothing. Back in the big war, we sometimes had to wait in line for 15 hours just to use a latrine.
Ensuring that your donut, cookie, or cake will be exactly...
There he is! I got him!
Yummy!
It's you! We got to help him, guys!
But what about the frog, Tommy?
Killed my brother!
Well, yeah, but it's an awful nice frog.
Tommy, I think Dill's gonna take a shower!
Push me over there, guys!
Okay, anyone here want to sell their ticket? $5. How about you, huh? $10. All right, $15. But that's my final offer. Sometimes do I hear 20?
Wrong color of frosting, and they use their medical benefits.
What do you mean you won't serve me? I paid good money for this ticket.
Sorry, sir, but I gotta be fair to the other customers. You'll have to wait in line like everybody else.
Oh.
I can't get to him, you guys.
It's okay, Tommy. We'll get him. I guess if we have to. Right, guys?
Guys?
Guys? Sorry.
Your birthday is today. Have a happy, happy, happy old birthday.
So, what do you think, Deed? Up for another round of sausages?
Well, they certainly offer an impressive variety of fried foods, but I think I'd like to go home and be with my kids.
Aw, come on, Deed. You haven't even had your cup of free Java.
Now, Betty, it's my birthday. I'm just going to use the little girl's room, and then I'd like to head home.
Hey, buddy. The birthday girl wants to head home early. You guys know any other sauce?
He's gonna go under the squirty thing!
No problem.
I'm hungry again.
Stop it!
Jill, you found Mom's present! Froggy, no!
Tasty!
Froggy! Come on, you guys. Let's go find my daddy.
Please. I'm begging you. Just let me cut in the line once. I'll never do it again.
Sir, for the last time.
Come, Flabbit, what's the holdup? Don't you people know we got a surprise party to set up? Where's the owner of this overgrown donut shop anyway?
Hi, I'm Bob. Is there a problem?
I'll tell you what the problem is. You automated your dang factory, but your salespeople are slower than molasses in an igloo.
Automating the sales force. Interesting suggestion. You, sir, have just earned yourself a free cake. And to show you my appreciation, you can have any style you like.
Well, might as well take the fresh one. Now box it up and let's vamoose.
I'll get the kids. Kids! Oh, I wish people had asked me before they give the kids free samples. They always get so messy.
I really didn't think it was necessary for those waiters to follow us all the way out to the car. Though I must say I did enjoy their rendition of that happy bar mitzvah song. Now, where could everybody be?
Surprise!
Oh, this is such a nice surprise. But where's my family?
We're here! Everybody hide. never mind.
Sorry about your mommy's present, Tommy.
poor froggy guy. He jumped right in the frosting.
Guess if you gotta go, that's the way you do it.
Well, it's okay, I guess. We can still give her the rock. Come on, Dill.
It's a lovely cake, honey. And the decorations are so perfect. I wonder how they do it. Oh, look. They're my two boys. Oh, is that for me? Why, it's...
Well, what do you know? Guess those cakes weren't all the same after all.
That's my hair.
Ah, quit your belly aching. At least you got hair to pull out.
Something wrong, Pop?
I'll say. I'm balder than Dill's caboose, that's what. Makes me look like an old coot.
Pop, you've had that chrome dome as long as I can remember. You never complained about it before.
Never had my old Navy buddy Roy Davis coming for a visit before, neither. Look at this. Here we are back in 42, and here's what he looks like now.
Wow, he still looks great. Not that you don't. I mean, you do.
You mean he looks the same and I look like an old geezer. And you can bet he'll rub it in, too. Look at all that hair. Confab it, why'd I have to go bald?
My grandpa sure is sad about being bald. I wonder what bald is.
Don't you babies know anything? That means he doesn't got no hair on his head. And, that'll cost you a cookie.
I can't keep telling you baby stuff for free.
Sorry, Angelica. I eated the last one.
Thanks a lot.
Why would my grandpa be sad about having no hair?
Maybe it's because he don't got no place to put the bowl.
Or to hide his stuff if there's no more room in his diaper.
Nah, he got pockets. Gee, if my grandpa thinks being bald's bad, it probably is.
But being bald's not bad, Tommy. I mean, you don't get hair in your eyes, and when we're in the bathtub, you never have to get shampooed.
And the dinkiest little selfish baby gets no hair at all. This could be fun.
So, but being bald is really a good thing.
Being bald's okay, if you never want to grow up.
What do you mean, Angelica?
Well, everyone knows if you don't got any hair, you'll stay a baby forever and ever. See? Chucky, Phil, and Lil all used to be your age, but then they got in hair and started to grow up.
Wait a minute, Angelica. My grandpa's bald and he growed up.
Oh, he's got lots of hair, just not on his head. Do you ever look inside his nose and his ears? Poor Tommy. I guess you'll always just be a bald little dinky baby. Well, see ya.
Whoa. Seems like every day I find out something I never knew before.
Don't worry, Tommy. Even if you never get hairs and stay being a baby and return into grown-up, we'll still be your friends.
Hi, Tommy.
Oh, hello, guys. Want to play?
Sure, Tommy.
But from the big hands over here, I got to meet a climate for lunch. I'm a businesswoman now.
And I got to meeting with my supervisor. I'm getting fired!
Guys, what's a climate and a supervisor?
Oh, sorry, Tommy. We forgot that you were just a dinky baby and don't know no grown-up words.
Here, Tommy. This is for you.
Thanks! Hey, you want to share, guys?
No, thanks. I want to my clothesline.
Gives me heart purple.
I'm trying to avoid plaque.
Huh? I don't understand anything you guys. guys are saying.
If only you could have gotten some ears.
Gee, I thought it would be fun to be a baby forever, but not if you guys aren't babies too.
Well, we're not going to let our bestest friend stay a baby. If Harry is what Tommy needs to grow up, then we just got to find him some.
Shucks. Well, foundation's still pretty good. Yeah. If I only had some hair in the old attic. Wait a minute. I do have hair in the attic. I'll show you who can still look young, Roy Davis.
Well, they kind of look like hairs, Tommy, even if they are green.
I don't mind them being green, Chucky. They do feel kind of itchy. And, guys, I think one of them's walking away.
Hey, Lunch. Boy, this hair thing could work out good for everybody. There you go, buddy.
I'm not so sure grass is the bestest hair, you guys.
Aw, still didn't get any hair, huh, Tommy? Well, at least you'll never have to worry about getting too big for your clothes.
What are we gonna do, Angelica?
Well, the first thing you gotta know is grass isn't hair, you dumb babies! What you need is some people hair.
But how am I gonna get some people hairs, Angelica?
Well, Dill's sure good at it. Use him.
Ouch! No, sweetheart. Honestly, Betty, I can't wait until this hair pulling stage is over.
Soon, Dee. Then it's eye poking.
At least it's the color hair's supposed to be.
I don't think that's gonna be enough, Tommy. And you better hurry and find some more, because I think Phil and Lil just had a growth splurt.
You guys are grown up and I'm staying the same. We need somebody with lots and lots of hair.
Isn't that cute, Aunt Dee Dee? Spike sure loves to play with the baby.
A gander at this hip young beaut. Dagnabbit! Might as well give up. Who'd want to cram their chassis into this contraption? Say. Surprised you, huh? Bet you didn't know your grandpa could look so good. I'm ready for you now, Rod Davis. Ew. Just needs a little air now. Almost forgot my shoulders.
It's no use, guys. We'll never find enough hairs.
Tommy! Look!
This is it, guys! I'm gonna grow!
Yay! Let's watch!
What in tarnation? Where's my hair? Dee Dee, have you seen my... Dee Dee, no!
Hello, you must be Pop's friend.
Roy Davis, pleased to meet you. Brought you a little saltwater taffy. Lou and I used to shovel it down in our Navy days. Wait a minute. Is that Lou Pickles I see? Come here, you old geezer. Let me take a look at you.
Hello, Roy.
You always were a card, Lou. Love the getup. Where'd your hair go, buddy?
That's what I'd like to know.
Well, we can't all be lucky. Is this your grandson, Lou?
Yep, that's little Dill.
Kids love me. Probably think I'm their daddy. May I?
Well, all right. But I should warn you, he...
Dill, no!
Why, you old snake in the grass? You're balder than the tires on my old station wagon.
Well, at least I've stayed in shape.
Oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
You see...
Hey, Roy!
Why, you old...
Tommy, how on earth did you get...
Hiya, Scalp! Well, Roy, this here's living proof that bald is beautiful.
That happened to me once. Pop had to shave my whole head.
And here's my boys, Stu and Drew, when they were babies.
Wow! Angelica was wrong! My daddy and Uncle Drew were bald when they were babies, and they got hairs and turned it into grown-ups.
That means you're going to turn into a grown-up too, Tommy.
Yeah, but while I'm waiting, bald is beautiful.
Nicktoons Network's biggest pranksters, Edgar and Ellen, are taking over.
Let's do it!
These sinister siblings are creating chaos in the town of Nod's Limbs. They've got all their own rules.
Welcome to throwing water balloons at Stephanie Day!
All their own creations.
The Prankinator 9000!
And all their usual problems.
It wasn't built to withstand that kind of speed.
Uh-oh.
Don't miss Edgar and Ellen tonight at 8. Only on Nicktoons Network.
Class teacher, though.